Good Sunday morning. You're at the right place, you know. Designed to be together to worship God one with another, and because we are redeemed. Remember the day you were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Ought to be much on your mind, and just great thankfulness for redemption which we have in Him. You're doing what's right being here, biblical, to be together and worship the Lord. My wife and I have obviously haven't been here for a while. Earl, he just takes right over, Mr. Binkley, and we're glad he did. In fact, we were supposed to be here next Sunday, and we're going to be traveling. Plans are anyway, Michigan, see some family. And so Mr. Binkley will be here next Sunday, and then we'll be back after that. So good to be here this morning. Anyone enjoying the fall? You kind of just putting up with it, or I say if it stays like this through about the end of January, then it starts warming up. It'll be okay, won't it? That'll work pretty nice. I guess I wouldn't hold my breath expecting it. We read from the first chapter of 2 Corinthians this morning as a little bit of a introduction so I could let you know I'm going to do a little series through by way of the book of 2 Corinthians. And this morning is sort of an introduction into that by looking at what I consider the key verse. Others might not consider it that, but it's the one that I do. And so I'm going to have you move ahead in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and verse 7, this great and glorious chapter 5, speaking of, when this our earthly house is gone, and we are in the presence of the Lord, and of course one day we'll have that beautiful and perfect body again. But this chapter deals with looking through the future and looking at chapter 5 to us, 2 Corinthians 5, and with regard to the things that are there before us at the time of death. But I just pull us down into the chapter to verse 7, where he reminds us, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Verse to memorize, if you never have in mind, it's short, it's my kind of verse to memorize, and that great glorious thing, it's our day-by-day walking by faith, and not by sight of the things around us. However, while walking by faith here, in the present, we do have the things not by sight, but the things we can't see, that is the things of glory that are mentioned and talked about down through the scriptures. From the books of the Bible, or I think each book of the Bible, you can pull out a word out of the book that'll help you remember that book and bring it to mind as you'd think through the scriptures. And as someone up front says, turn to such and such a book, you have in mind a word with regard to what that book's all about. And that kind of, I know, narrows it down real small, but that can be done. If we thought of the book of Genesis, we always would think of, well, that's the book of beginnings. Multitudes of things there can be listed by the hand of God or beginnings. Psalms, we think of a song book or worship in the book of Psalms, kind of a key there with regard to it. Well, I come to 2 Corinthians and I bring up the word here of faith, and the key verse of 5:7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Well, I think it's kind of the key to the book, the key to it. One of my wife's sisters and her husband are up visiting week before last, I think it was, sometime a little while ago, and he has an interest in old keys. We went yard sailing, and I like to buy boxes of junk because there's always a secret in there of good stuff. I think there usually is anyway. There was a little can in there that had some old, as we would call them, skeleton keys. And he was excited about seeing those, and his first word was, "Can I have them?" Why not? You know, take the keys. The keys are significant. You probably got keys in your pocket or purse right now, and probably one of them is much more important than the others. Probably that key to the car is pretty important if you're going to get home, or the key to your front door, or maybe you hide it. You ever see those little rocks you can buy to hide your key on underneath? Like no one would know that was where the key was hidden if you had one on your front porch. Where's the key? The key to it. And it is very important to have a key and know what the key fits. Know what it fits, what door it goes to. And here we have this key, the key that fits this book of 2 Corinthians is chapter 5 and verse 7. And our question is, you know, for us as we get going, do you have this key? That is, do you walk by faith? Do we use this key? Do we live by faith? Is that the key that we have that's of greatest importance to us? In writing this letter to the local church at Corinth, Paul identifies with the congregation and the people there, and he identifies with you and I this morning hour, for he says in the verse about we, for we, or here in Pennsylvania, I think I'm supposed to say usins. Is that right? You're not going to agree with me. That's what I always heard from the students of college when they were from Pennsylvania. They'd always say usins or you and guys. Well, here it's us. It's we. We walk by faith. It's not kind of a, not like a suggestion. He's not saying, well, you ought to. But he's saying it is the way of our life. That of walking by faith, as he identifies us with faith in the ministry of the local church that he has placed us in. You in this church, you that make it up, you are those walking by faith. Sadly, it's a truth that is not pressed as much as it might be today, or perhaps lived by in a way in which it is intended to be as brought forth by the Scriptures. So it's a good little verse to memorize and to think upon and be reminded of. And for we walk by faith, not by sight. When we would look at the overall picture, the big picture of this 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we would know it's this idea of those who are believers longing to go home. We sing, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." The longing to be home. Many songs are written on this earth with regard to folks who have lived away from the home where they were brought up, and they think about home. I'm going home. You and I, we think about home. We think about eternity and glory. And so this chapter 5 deals with don't lose heart here, for our confidence is in the resurrection. The reality of the future being with the Lord. We keep on living by faith, walking by faith, step by step. A few days ago, we received a phone call and got the report of a friend that has passed on to glory. His walk of faith here is over. And now he is one taking in the sights of heaven. He's there in glory. He had been a deacon in the church the Lord had had us to pastor in, and One of his great loves would have been like Don's Sunday school lesson this morning about heaven and glory. He's always thinking about it, looking for it. And here at age 95, while he had lived by faith here, had walked in faith, now he is there in the glory. And his eyes, his sight upon the things of eternity. We walk by faith, do we? Not by sight. Folks, this 5:7, when it's talking about we walk by faith, it's not a reference to saving faith. It's not a reference to saving faith. And it's not a reference to believing the unbelievable, as we have so much and wonderful things on in the Scriptures. But it's a reference to living by faith. It's a challenge lots of days, isn't it, to live by faith? Living by daily faith. It's the day by day by day faith. With, as the song says, with eternity's values in view. Living all of our life based upon a confidence that trusts in God's promises for today and, yes, for the future. For we walk by faith, or we live by faith and not by sight. It's what we call an active faith, actively living for God through the thick and the thin. Whatever there is on this world, with our view always upon that which is before us. My wife and I were in Israel. We took a little ride on a good fair-sized boat in the Sea of Galilee. A reminder came back of one of the questions the Lord asked once as he was out there on the Sea of Gennesaret. He said to his disciples, "Where is your faith?" Remember that in Mark? Where is your faith? Great question for us, you know, asked by way of the Lord. Where's your faith? What's it based upon? Why aren't you living moment by moment by the faith? Why in this difficult time, as it seemed like things are falling apart, you seem to be falling away from the things of the Lord? Where is your faith? For we walk by faith. That would probably be our testimony if we were to give one and ask the folks with regard to, where's our faith? Well, I'm living by it day by day. It's a simple precept, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 5:7. Simple precept of the life of each person here, that is the body, the unit that makes up this Baptist church. Each one who is a Christian, given the testimony of faith in Christ, followed the Lord in baptism, and is set their lives together to serve Christ in this place, in this time, through this local church. Christ follower, Christians, walking by faith. Not by sight of the things around, which isn't necessarily what this passage talks about. I think it's talking about we live by faith here, not by sight. That is, we're living with regard to our sight on the things of glory and not here. It's a key, we said. It's a key. You ever throw away a key that you didn't intend to throw it away? Said, that don't fit anything here anymore, and you got rid of it. Then you found out a couple of weeks later, oh, yeah, fits that particular door. I think that might be why people have so many keys that they say, I don't know what it fits anymore. You got a box full of keys around and have to try all the keys to get a door open. But here's the key of this book, I do believe. For we walk by faith. I pause because we need to ask ourselves personally that question. am I walking by faith? Am I walking by faith? Or do I walk by sight of things going on around me? External things. See, faith has to do with indeed looking ahead and believing what's there in the Word of God. And it has to do with living day by day with what God is bringing into our lives. I see what's going on around me in the world. Faith is for this earth, living daily by faith, here and now. And we have to remind ourselves not to get it reversed, not to get it so that it is, I'm walking by sight, not by faith. Remember that Hebrews chapter 11, where he starts out, faith is the substance. Faith has substance. Substance of the things of the Word of God and what it said. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence. It's an evidence of what? Things not seen. Years ago, my mother, in speaking with her, she's passed away now, and I don't believe that she knew Christ as Savior, never gave a testimony or evidence of it. But she told me one day as she was down at a nursing home visiting some family, and she said as she walked down the halls, the only thing she could think of was, all these people are just waiting around to die. I thought, well, I guess whether you're laying there in that nursing home or anyplace else, there's a sense in which we're waiting to die. While we're living by faith and serving our Lord and declaring His Word and making the Lord Jesus Christ known, it's a day-by-day waiting. Living by faith, saying, I believe what the Word of God says about living day by day now. I believe what the Word of God says about eternity. What is there? It's a very simple precept, isn't it? 5:7. The objects of faith are things invisible and future. Invisible and in the future. Here, we press on. We press on to heaven by faith. By faith. And then our sight, the things of glory, will be before us. I wonder if we don't give up some days on living by faith and really begin living by sight where we're at. We're very cautious of that. It happened very easily to us that we live with regard to all of the stuff that we have. We put all of our emphasis and our mind and our energy and our day-by-day thoughts upon where we're at. With little thought of eternity, little thought of living by faith. What fills your heart and mind? Good reminder from 1 John this morning's Sunday school class, which I encourage you to come to the Sunday school class. It'll fill your soul and encourage your heart. It's just a study of the Word of God. It's glorious. I should say just, not in just as if, well, it's not much, but just, that is, it is only that. Study of the Scriptures. And it'll do your heart and soul and mind good, and it'll build you up, and it'll have you give you strength. And today, thinking upon there out of 1 John. Behold, what manner of love
What manner of love Father has for them who are actually the redeemed, those bought by the blood of His Son. He has a place. Isn't it nice to have a place to go home to? Isn't it nice to think about the future? Got a place to go to? Prepared by the Father, prepared by the Son. Nice to have a place. So here we press on to the prize that's set before us, the gloriousness of heaven. By faith, to that high calling, we have our vision kind of narrowed in. Living by faith. Let's not, again, remember, don't get it reversed. I think sometimes it gets reversed, you know. We stop living by faith or living by sight. My God, examine our hearts by His word of what is the utmost of importance in our heart and mind at this time. I was going to look in the hymn book. I think there's a song still in there that says, "My faith looks up to Thee." My faith looks up to Thee. It isn't my faith looks at all the things around me. My faith, it isn't. It certainly don't look to the dollar bill that's worth about 34 cents now. If my faith looks up to Thee. I sometimes wonder what folks are talking about when they talk about living by faith. Many folks, I think, when they talk that way, are saying they're living by way of all the stuff that's around them that they've gathered in. And they have all their needs, and so now they're living by faith. I don't think that's what it sets before us, to live by faith. I've got lots of stuff and thankful for it. My wife and I have the first home we've ever owned in our lives at this time. We never thought we'd own a home. But the Lord's blessed with it, and we appreciate it, and we enjoy it, and we're thankful for it. But the song is, you know, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. The advancement in all the stuff of our daily lives can pull our thoughts and minds away from the blessedness of faith, living by faith. Praise the Lord for what we have, but might it not be that which distracts us so that we stop walking by faith? Let's not lose from our vocabulary that I am to walk by faith in the Son of God. Perhaps we would examine our hearts and ask ourselves, when was the last time I really was walking by faith? Am I? Galatians 2:20. Remember that glorious verse? Someone even wrote a song on it, or a chorus, I remember right. And that's a great way to learn verses in the Bible. Galatians 2:20. Walking by faith in the Bible, for many, it's kind of a joke. Yeah, I live by faith. But for you and I, bought by the blood of the Lamb, the preciousness of God, we have this thought that comes before us and runs through our veins, as it were, and it's the lifeblood of our lives. I have been crucified with Christ. Of course, we stop and say, have you been? Have you been crucified with Christ? Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. You know, you and I kind of rise up there sometimes. It's that question, who lives in us? Is it really us living in us, or is Christ living in us? And the life, you know, the life of faith, the life which I now live in the flesh. What's he say? I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. Expression of it on the cross, through the cross, who loved me and gave himself for me. We walk by faith, do we? Are we walking by faith? Have we forgotten that step we're to take, have? Living by faith now, with our sight living, being in glory in heaven when we're there. Faith is our present step and our present living, our present talk and our present walk, here and now. It gives us strength. It's comfort for the day. It's support for the trials of the moment. It's present joy right now, walking by faith. It's faith that comforts us and puts its arms about us. But, or however, while we walk by faith and do his blessed will, we'll not be satisfied until by sight we see him of whom we sing face to face. What will it be? I can walk by faith and live by faith and talk by faith and all that's involved with it. And then looking forward always through faith to seeing him face to face. Faith lives, faith walks, faith is by the security of the promises of God. Come from one who cannot lie. We live in such a world of deceit and lies, and we know not who to trust and whose word to take, and you get a contract on buying something, it has to be longer than two arms to get all the detail, and because no one trusts anybody, because but a world of liars, deceitfulness. But faith lives in the security of the promise of the Word of God. The one who has not lied, cannot lie, will not lie. Promises of God. Glorious thing to walk by faith. Beautiful thing. That which is getting to be a bit scarce. Faith lived is our day-by-day enjoyment. We walk in the Word and with the Word. We are partakers of Christ, Hebrews 3:4, partakers of Christ, we walk by faith. We are benefited of and by way of salvation, 1 Timothy 6:2. We walk by faith. This earth, where you've lived and walked, whatever number of years you call your birthday, this earth and living here daily by faith is kind of the beginning steps, the first steps. By faith we live here. while we have heaven now, that is, it's good as being there by faith in Christ, the day will come when the eyes close here and we will have sight in glory. Now are the days of beginning for the things of all the consummation of eternity. It's but the beginning. So by faith, we are content, are we not? By faith, you're content with whatever you have and whatever's going on. Till we have sight. That is, when we're in glory. We walk by faith, wanting, waiting for sight in glory. The best for sight is yet to come, which, when looking ahead in the future, the things of sight, it keeps us living by faith for the present, looking to the future. Recall a few verses with me. Just think on these a little bit, and please find them. I'm turning to them to find them. So 1 John 3:2 might sound familiar. We're pretty close there this morning. 1 John 3:2. All right, 1 John 3:2, beloved, talking to believers, which is what most of the Bible's written to. Beloved, now, moment, and present time and place, we are, not going to be, will be, or something, we are right now, sons of God, or children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Faith will have its sight. That which we read in the word and believe in the word and walk by faith and live by faith and say we believe in, it's all looking to the future, to Christ. How about John 17:20? Find that one. Work your fingers over there and find John chapter 17. And down there a little ways into the chapter, verse 20. 17:20 of John. Where he says, Jesus says, I do not pray for these alone, his disciples, but also for those who will believe, you and I, believe in me through their word. The word has been passed on and come down through the ages to us. And faith will have sight. He's prayed for us that we might be in that position or the position we are in. And right close by, John 14 and verse 20. John 14, verse 20. In that day, notice the phrase, John 14:20. In that day, day of death, the resurrection, the presence of the Lord, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. In that day, the day of sight in eternity. If you live by faith here, day by day, come what may, be sure, here, after we will have sight, and there'll be no disappointment. There'll be no disappointment. We've had our share of disappointments from all the things on this earth that we have seen, and we remind ourselves out of the scriptures, it will burn. Many years ago, I threatened to give to the church I was pastoring, I threatened to give them a whole page of stickers that said, this will burn. I'd walk around the house, put a sticker on everything you got. This will burn, this will burn, this will burn. We had that life-size illustration of it in California as the fires came through, right? Could you look at those pictures and imagine there were houses there? I mean, there's not hardly a pile of ashes. It's so thoroughly burned. This will burn. So we walk by faith. Not by sight. Walk in the here and now. Let me close it in this way this morning. Is this key in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7, walking by faith while we keep an eye on glory. Living by faith, knowing you can never be a loser here, nor one in eternity, by faith in God. Would you find Mark with me, the Gospel of Mark, and I think no one but the Lord could bring a proper conclusion to anything that we have to say. So chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. For we walk by faith, not by sight of things here, but we have our eyesight on the things of eternity. Remember the Lord talking to his disciples here? In Mark chapter 10 and verse 21, reminding us that faith has a daily cost. Mark 10:21, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, follow me. Faith has a daily activity and a daily cost and a daily event with regard to our lives of standing up for Christ. Now you look a little further down in the chapter. There he was talking to a young man. Here, later in the chapter, he's talking to his disciples. Chapter 10 and verse 28. 10:28 of Mark. Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and follow you. Kind of what good guys we are. So Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, or assuredly, for sure, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. How's your walking going?
Does it have the word faith in it? Think of the words of our Lord here brought forth with regard to this life and sight the life to come. Walking by faith in the midst of a crooked and perverse world, where we are to shine as lights in it. Walking by faith will make you comfortable and confident here and now in whatever the Lord brings because of what's coming by the hand of the Lord and His promises before us. For you walk by faith. How are you walking? Is that the key of your life as it is with this book? By faith? And we're going to be living examples of it and living illustrations that we are a people of faith, living by faith, talking of faith, walking in the things of faith, delivering the message of faith in the week that's before us. Where we walk by faith, not by sight, not of sight of things that are here and now, but in sight of the things of eternity, standing before Him. At last, might the Lord take the scriptures and apply them to each one of our hearts and give us a challenge by way of the Word of God. And might we, as we finish up this morning hour, not go away untouched by the Word of God, but might it have worked in our hearts. I want to walk by faith. I have not been. I remember when I did it one time. But I haven't been. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to be that person that is the living illustration of faith. Might the Lord see us to it. Our Father, bless your word.